This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Hartley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
It's Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, we're going to call this segment, Where is the Problem Really At? Because I know this is, you love talking about this, and I'm fascinated by it. So where is the problem really at?
Well, that's a good question. Let's say a patient comes in, and they've got this needle-like pain at the base of their big toe. They're limping. It hurts like hell.
Yeah.
And you would think it's a toe problem, right? Go down,
sure.
Chop the toe off, or put shot in the toe, or jump on it, or do something with the toe. But, you know, they might go to another kind of doctor, mm-hmm. and they may get blood work done, and it may show that the uric acids are elevated. And the truth of it is, what we're dealing with will be given a name. It'll be called gout.
Right.
And so you have to address the uric acid levels if you're going to solve that question. So oftentimes we tend to believe that where we're feeling the pain is where the problem is at. And often with the body, it's so complex that that's not necessarily the case, that things can be coming from other places. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
When I first, you know, I'd been practicing for about 9 years, mm-hmm. and I developed a really bad vertigo problem. And no one was able to solve it. I had 5 doctors working for me, and no one was able to solve it.
Right.
So I traveled into Canada to see this gentleman. His name is Dr. Birdie.
Right.
And he adjusted me, and the vertigo problem cleared up in a couple of weeks. And I'd been flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Wow.
But what was interesting was I had dealt with for years a sciatica problem. And I had doctors working for me. They could take care of me. They could adjust me. Mm-hmm. And as long as I got adjusted once a week, once every 2 weeks, no sciatica problem. But go 5-6 weeks without an adjustment, that sciatica was back staring me right in the face.
Mm.
So although I had gone up to get my vertigo problem taken care of, I did not see hide nor hair of that sciatica problem for the next 10 years.
Seriously?
Yes.
10 years?
And I had been working in the low back where the pain was.
Right.
And he worked at the other end.
Yeah, so to speak. Yes.
There was something else that happened with that, too. About a year and a half, 2 years before that, I had developed 2 warts on my forefinger and my left hand. And I knew that I could go in and get them burnt off, but I also knew that that was treating an effect, not a cause. I understood that in most of our bloodstream, there's a virus running around called Verrucaille.
Okay.
And that when certain parts of the body, the immune system starts dropping, then it can manifest itself. So what I noticed a month after I had him correct me was that these 2 warts were gone.
Wow.
And so I thought, ha-ha, I know where they were coming from. You know, about a year and a half, 2 years later, I failed to go up and get myself adjusted when I was out. And lo and behold, a wart appeared back on that finger.
Wow.
And once I got adjusted, it went away again. So the question that comes up as a clinician and for us as patients is, you know, where is the problem really coming from? Where is it at? I had a gentleman I've been taking care of for a number of years, and he knew about the work I did because he worked with me in telling the story, and he was a great patient. And then one day I come in and he's in a lot of pain. And he's had an MRI done. Frank?
You're talking about me.
That's it. It was Frank.
That's right. My back had gone out, and it had started with a little twinge in the small of my back on the right side, and I'd gone to an urgent care and got a sports doctor. It had gotten worse, and she said, oh, I know exactly what this is, and she took and gave me the steroid shot right in the muscle area where I was feeling the pain, and that helped. Mm-hmm. For about 5 days,
yeah.
And then down below in my upper leg in the front, I got the worst sciatica. It was like one thing got better and the other one got worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I went to see you post having gone to get the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
You told me there were 2 directions we could go,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
One was the medical.
Correct. Approach. Which you were already on that journey.
Yeah. Epidural, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other way was restore the brain and body connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we chose to go. And I am so grateful we did.
Mm-hmm. If you take a look, we spend a lot of time sitting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're driving cars, working on computers, watching TV. And do you really think the body was designed to be in that position? Designed to be hunters, gatherers, be out there and doing stuff. And is that about to change for any of us? It's not. We're going to keep sitting on our cars and driving, me included.
Yep.
And so there's an effect on that as we get older, and I would say over 50, degeneration occurs in that low back, mm-hmm. and it sets us up for problems. We find that oftentimes there's one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other, the bones are crooked, the discs are bulging, and it's an unhappy mess. And so we find that by correcting the brain-body connection, it evens out the legs, evens out the hips, the discs begin to start changing, and it solves the problem. That's what happened with my sciatica, and I believe that's what happened in your case as well.
Boy, did it ever.
Yeah, you know, when that pain hits, it affects your life and just about everything you can do.
If you are in pain, like I was, like Lee was, you got to contact the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute because they can help you get healthy. Don't put it off. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Now, this is usually a $148 value, but it's just $38. You're going to prepay with your credit card. You got to call now. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. Of course, they won't accept you unless you are. And if they can help you, it's normally a $148 value, but now just $38. But you must call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. Again, the number to call to get the value is 866-704-1047. By the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to all the podcasts with over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it, it's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery. When they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. And thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to share it with us. Dr. Yardley, this next patient we're going to talk to, Lon, one of my favorite topics, sciatica.
Right.
I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
You helped me with it.
I've had it too.
You have?
Yes, many years ago.
And overall, this is something that you have a great deal of success with, right?
Yes, we see many people with it, and it responds well.
Well, let's talk to Lon. Lon, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dr. Yardley. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Real quick, about 9 years ago, I had sciatica pain. Went on for a couple of years, you know, went to standard chiropractors and things like that. And I thought I wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was just in my chiropractors and stuff. It just said there was not really a chance that they could do anything more for me. So I started going to other doctors, acupuncture, physical therapy. And of course, they ended up going to other doctors and wanting to do surgery on me. And I just was not into that surgery. I was like going, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people be so harmed by surgery. At least subsequent to the surgery, they wouldn't be okay. So anyway, I just, over the years, I had never heard of this before, but I just kept putting surgery off. I went to acupuncture and went to physical therapy and that kind of thing. And that, of course, made me comfortably miserable. That's what I call it. I felt, you know, comfortable in my misery, dealing with having this sciatica pain in my, basically down my right side and my right hip and that kind of thing. After that, I, you know, just, you know, it was, like I say, going along, and all of a sudden I heard this Dr. Yardley talking about the brain-body connection. And I was like, you know, over time, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but then I was like, over time, I was thinking, you know, this probably makes some sense, you know? I'm thinking, And so I went ahead and, went in and did the initial thing in his office, and after that I just sat there and thought about it and went, and of course after, you know, after the first adjustment I noticed something right away. So, and the one thing about your procedure is that it makes you realize that it needs very little intrusive there's no intrusive manipulations, tiny little exact movements to make that connection happen. And it's just so amazing. You're just going, oh my goodness, how can this be that I've waited this long or went, you know, 10 years without knowing about this? And although I'd heard about it before in terms of the Atlas, but I didn't realize it had such a detrimental effect when that was out of place. And so once that happens, you're just oh wow, I can't believe this. You know, it's phenomenal.
Lon, how long did it actually take for you to see the improvements?
I noticed it right away, right after my first adjustment.
So you noticed changes right away. How did things evolve for you over the next few weeks and months? What happened?
The next week and months, just gradually my sciatica got better. And my neck was, that whole thing was gone right away. I would say, I don't know what I told, I don't know what my last progressive exam was, but it had to be upwards of 90% or 95% or something like that. And, but my sciatica was gone, my neck issue was gone, and since then I've really had no problems other than a little bit of, you know, tiny bit of right hip pain once in a while. But it's just been, the whole thing has been phenomenal, and I just can't, in fact, I've actually described your procedure as non-intrusive surgery from the outside of the neck.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's nothing, it's like it's this really exact thing that doesn't, you know, you feel like there's nothing that happened. Boy, did something happen. Your procedure really intrigued me because I was thinking, I don't want to go the conventional route. I've watched so many folks go the conventional route in their care. And when you talked about, you know, I can't remember, you call it disease, something care rather than disease care.
Yeah, health care as opposed to disease care.
Yeah, health care or kind of preventative care rather than disease care, kind of foundational stuff. Yeah. Doing things that are foundational to your body and to your life that end up creating a much, much better life for you instead of going at it from, oh, okay, oh, that's what you got going on. Let's treat that symptom and that symptom and that symptom and hope that these drugs will end up, masking the underlying issue. And your procedure unmasks the underlying issue and takes care of it. You know, it's like, it just goes boom. It's like you just kind of go along and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting better and better and better. Mm. And I honestly thought I was not going to, back then, I thought I wasn't going to walk again.
That's wonderful, Lon. What would you tell other people who are thinking about going in to see Dr. Yardley?
Stop thinking that you need to be intrusively manipulated, either through other types of chiropractic, other types of physical therapy, osteopathic, up to and including surgery. You know, stop thinking that. I've seen several patients at Dr. Yardley's office who have had surgery, and I've spoken to two of them, and they've said, I said, wow. I said, why are you here? And they're like, because it's the only place I've gotten any relief. And I said, well, you had surgery. And they're like, yeah, I either wish I hadn't have done that or I wish I would have waited before I did that. And I totally agree. And now, because I was one of those patients that could have been, had I elected to do the intrusive route with surgery, I would have been completely unhappy because I would have thought, oh my gosh, why did I do that when I could have done this? That's what I would tell people.
Lon's got quite a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dr. Yardley?
Certainly he does.
So maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking, I wonder if I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. But you know, you really don't know until you've visited him. So here's what we've got for you. It's a very special offer. Usually it's going to cost you $148. You go in. It's non-invasive, very gentle, but you actually run a bunch of tests, don't you, Dr.
Young? Yeah, a whole string of metrics to qualify you.
Okay, so that's usually $148. Going to get your credit card ready, because if you call during the show right now, that's just $38. You go in, you get the test done, you find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. $38 if you call right now. Call 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients, and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre, but makes sense given the brain-body connection? So did my sinuses and depression. Yep. All the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back.
That's Dr. Lee Yardley. We're here. Thank you for joining us here on the show. In just a moment, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Ken, who apparently was facing surgery. Now, you're not going to tell me that your procedure replaces surgery necessarily.
No, but spinal surgery does, you know, have a low success rate. And I think that if someone's facing it, they should explore more conservative options first.
Well, let's find out what he has to say. We'll talk to Ken here. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Lee Yardley is here.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Ken, let's talk about what led you to go see Dr. Yardley. What were you suffering from? What was going on in your life?
I had a lot of headaches, a lot of stress and pain in my neck and in my shoulders. And it was very painful, and I was having trouble sleeping, and it was affecting my posture. I was leaning to the left quite a bit.
What kind of impact was that having on your day-to-day life, Ken?
It was having a pretty severe impact. When socially, the pain was so great that it would shut me down in the evenings, a lot of times around 4 or 5 o'clock, and I would have to go to bed very close to that time. In the past, I did not. I stepped to 10 or 11, and I would just become quiet if we were out socially, because pain does captivate your attention.
Absolutely, sure.
To a degree.
And you talked to some doctors, I know, and what were they saying to you? What needed to be done?
Well, what happened, I was suffering this pain from about May or June. I got in contact with Dr. Yardley, and I just started treatments with him when I got blood poisoning. It's called cespis, I think they call it.
Okay.
Whatever. And I had a very rough time with that. And when I was in the hospital, I got out in about 4 days. They sent me to a neurosurgeon, and I had to go get an MRI because they saw things in a CAT scan in my neck region, in my upper cervical region. And so I went and saw this doctor and saw the pictures, which weren't very good at all. I could understand what he was saying, and he wanted to remove the backside of my vertebrae, 5 for sure, maybe 6. And I had learned from Dr. Yardley there's only 7 of them there. It scared me quite a bit. I was very concerned about it. And so he said, we'll schedule surgery in September. And my comment was, well, can we wait a little bit? And he said I needed it soon. Very soon. And so I said, how about October? And I said, well, could I wait to the end of the year? And I was trying to gain time. I know that wasn't the right thing, but it was just so shocking to me, the thought of having those things removed and just what that might do. And he gave me a window of less than a year, and probably said 3 months, maybe 6.
All right. So you went to see Dr. Yardley. He did the procedure on you.
Correct.
And what happened?
After I had that adjustment, the great thing was my headaches stopped real soon after that. I mean, they went from being very severe to very little headache at all.
Mm-hmm. How about your neck pain and your low back pain?
My neck pain and my back pain definitely got better, but it was more gradual. It was not like the headache that went away immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, it took some time, and it's improved substantially.
So where are you today? Are you still looking at surgery?
No, I am not. And I have been called twice by the doctor and asked if I wanted to come in, if I was scheduling surgery. I told him I was doing much better, and I would like to continue doing that.
So tell me about your quality of life today.
Well, that's improved. That's improved quite a bit. I was able to start mowing my lawn again and doing some of that stuff and working out in the gym a little bit. And I'm gradually doing that. I don't want to overdo things, but I know I'm getting better. And the idea of not having that surgery is just wonderful feeling. When I found out I was supposed to have that, I was able to get in contact with two people that have had that neck pain and that kind of stuff and had the surgery. And one of them is fused, his back and his neck. And if you want to talk to him, he has to turn to face you. And I didn't want that. And he kind of wished he hadn't had it, but he had it. It's been a while. And the other person is going through, she had much more complications, though. She had an injury, physical injuries, shoulder and neck and everything. But she's in her fifth surgery and wears a neck brace. And it's just something I'm so glad that Dr. Yardley helped me so I didn't have to go through that. If I hadn't been in contact with him and tried him out and come and seeing him, I would have gone for it because my pain was so strong and my condition and not sleeping and having difficulty at night, it was getting a little bit more to me than I could handle. It was overwhelming.
Well, Ken, I want to take a moment to say thank you for coming on with us. It's really a pleasure to talk with you. It sounds like you've had a great experience with Dr. Yardley.
I have had a wonderful experiences.
Well, Ken, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Yardley, I can't think of anything more frightening than a doctor saying that they were going to surgically work on my neck, you know, go in there and root around. I just don't, no thank you. Mm-hmm. It sounds like in the case of Ken, I mean, he was feeling the same thing and you made a big change in his life.
Absolutely. And he's doing so much better.
And it's all with aligning the brain and the body?
And facilitating the body's ability to heal itself.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're intrigued or you're thinking, you know, maybe that'll work for me. Well, you can find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's really simple. In fact, we'll make it worth your while. If you call right now, you'll receive a $148 value for just $38. Yeah, you're going to need your credit card. You're going to call now at 866-704-1047. But if you do call, you know, they'll get you in there, and you'll do the tests, right? The metrics?
All of them, yes.
To make sure that you be a candidate for care. So it's a $148 value, but you can save $110 by calling now. You got to call during the show. Get it for $38. The number is 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. Call and find out if you're a candidate for care. Get in there to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Let's get into this. I've been studying the kinetic chain.
Yes.
The connection of the body, the kinetic five.
Right.
And it led me back to thinking about the treatment I've undergone with you, because everything is connected. As I'm getting my movement analyzed, I'm realizing that, hey, the problem I have with the shoulder lift isn't actually my shoulder. My movement coach is saying, no, the problem is your glutes.
Right.
And it reminded me of when I went to treatment for you. I went in for joint pain. Mm-hmm. That was eradicated. And then sciatica was gone. Mm-hmm. And that made sense. Okay, it's connected to the joints. But my sinuses? Mm-hmm. I had a yearly sinus infection for 25 years of my life.
Yes.
And I don't have it. And I've met two or three of your fellow patients who were shocked that their sinus problem went away after having this treatment from you, and it brought me back to the kinetic chain. Now, I don't know that it's the kinetic chain applies to your treatment, but the connectedness does.
It does. What we work with is control systems within the body, normalizing control systems. And the body is always adapting to what's gone on in your life, throughout your life, the things that you've done, CrossFit, you know, things that we've done. I did Aikido for 8 years, and our body is adapted to those, and those adaptations become our problems. Once we restore control back to the control systems, then things begin to start working optimally again. And that's what your trainer's trying to do with you as well. He's trying to get this body to function in its optimal fashion, you see.
Yeah, so now I'm remembering back to when I sustained a neck injury in wrestling. And for my whole senior year, all my coaches made fun of me because I walked around with my neck twisted to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that became an adaptation that I carried for years to, I guess, you know, make up for the fact this injury. But this also, though, it manifests in these demonstrable ways. You stunned me when I went back in and looked at my x-rays from when I first went in.
Yes.
And the ridges that had gone away,
right,
on my vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you told me that was going to happen, but to see the visible evidence, is that an adaptation that we grow these bad ridges?
Well, that's true. They're there for a reason. They don't happen for no reason at all. And so once you remove the reason that they're there, the body sometimes has the ability to correct for them and get rid of them. Other times they stay there, but the problem doesn't progress any further.
This ties to me to, I'm hearing a whole lot of people talk all the time about fibromyalgia, and they talk about neuropathy, and those are sort of disease names to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think of them as endpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. And that's correct.
That is right.
That is a very accurate. See, if you take a look at nerves, nerves communicate within the body. Pain is a communication to your brain. Something's wrong. Something's not working right. But if the control systems get disturbed, then they become overactive. And this can lead to things like regional pain syndrome or fibromyalgia. And then there's another thing that can happen, and that is the nerves begin to go to sleep. They begin to die. And that results in a thing called neuropathy, you see. So when you get a neuropathy in the legs, it can result in bizarre symptoms. Like one of the things with neuropathy is it starts feeling like there's a sock bunched up under your toes. And you look and you check, and it's not there. It's neuropathy is what's going on. Now, what I like to see in the patients coming in with neuropathy is if the neuropathy comes and goes, it means those nerves are still alive. And if they're still alive, then we can do something about it.
This is fascinating. And, you know, I've been your patient for 3 years, and I think about you now connected to CrossFit, as you're saying, and training. So let me see if I can map this back to maybe some other people might understand this. I know there's a guy at my gym, and he loves golf. That's his passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's developed a hip problem because mm-hmm. he's lacked this mobility. But that could be, you know, that could be the nerves coming from the shoulder. It could be coming from the neck, the upper cervical area. And these adaptations might be, hey, his shoulders shifted over to make up for this, to make up for that, but he's just feeling it in his hip, right?
That's right. And you see a lot of golfers, even like Tiger Woods, has been through at least 4 back surgeries, I believe. And these surgeries are, you know, the best effort to try and solve a problem at hand. But the golfing has certain, it uses the body in certain ways. In fact, every form of exercise, there is a culture around it, and it uses the bodies in the body in certain ways, and those ways lead to problems. So like I work with a professional golfer, and he's young. He's in his 20s. I don't want him to end up like Tiger Woods. So we're building into his program of care. He's already got back pain. So we're dealing with that. That's getting better. But we've got to retrain his body to be able to enable him to do this for the next 20, 30 years without ending up like a lot of the pros do.
Yeah, but sometimes the problems come from not having activity, but being busy sitting at our desks, right?
Well, so true. If you take a look at society, you're going to find that all of our work is done in a 3x4 box in front of us. Computer, working on driving a car, working on watching TV, and that leads to this whole breakdown.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was like the veal cage. Not to be blunt, but we do live our lives in these little cages, right? Mm-hmm. Trains, airplanes. And who would you rather have someone be doing? Really vigorous exercise, getting knocked around, or sitting all day?
The first.
The first.
Yes.
So there's are going to be listeners who are not yet patients of yours, and they're hearing us talk about an active life. But sometimes you're forced to sit in these sedentary ways. But that also affects the adaptation. And that's also something that you can help people with.
Yes. And those adaptions become more and more of a problem as we get older. And you'll find that those adaptions in our society, one feeds on top of the other, feeds on top of the other. And guess what? We call that aging.
And all of a sudden, this little problem you have because your stool wasn't correctly aligned or your desk was not particularly ergonomic, now that's gone through that chain, and all of a sudden it's pain in the feet, or as you said, it's neuropathy or cases like that, or the hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or with time and breakdown, it can start affecting the sinuses. It can result in headaches. It can start resulting in asthma. Many of these other things can begin to evolve and develop with time with this breakdown in the body. Part of what we try and do with our practice members is we try and train them how to do things in their life to start offsetting the breakdown. I mean, we're going to drive. We drive cars. That's not going to change. But we can build into their lives things that will offset that. We use the slant board and things like that, which you've probably experienced when you've come in the office. And we do that to try and break down old patterns and habits so that the body can once again become healthy.
Yeah, I love it. I have experience at Dr. Yardley. Look, be like me. Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you. Starts with the brain-body connection. We're talking about the chain. He's done it for me. He's done it for thousands of KTTH listeners. Call right now during the show, and it's just $38 prepayment with a credit card, and that's an awesome value. Use here, it's $148. Call now. It's just $38. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with this man, Dr. Lee Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call 866-704-1047. You can also learn more or just book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here at the Fellow Patient and Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Brent is with me. Hey, Brent, was there a specific medical situation you're facing that sent you to the Yardley Institute?
I was having severe sciatic pains and problems with my neck.
I know you're a contractor. Was it limiting you?
Very much so. I mean, I play soccer, ski, snowboard, and I found myself unable to do most of these things, and I didn't want to do surgery.
Tell me about your response upon the first gentle, non-invasive treatment.
It just kind of felt like he was putting a slight amount of pressure on there, not a great deal. And then it was done. And, you know, it was less than 30 seconds, something like that. And the next day, I was actually able to move, and my left leg, where my sciatica really originates, started lessening, and I was able to move it much more easily.
What's different in your life and your work now that you've been through the treatments at the Yardley Institute?
People have noticed my amount of energy is back. And I run up and down the stairs now. I can do that again. I can take two stairs at a time. And it's just amazing.
What do you say to people who are sitting on the fence going, I don't know if I want to go to the Yardley Institute?
Don't wait. Do it now.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more. Book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. And Dr. Yardley, in just a second here, we're going to talk to Mike, one of your clients. Why don't we just real quickly preview, what did he come to you with?
Mike came to us, been under chiropractic care before, but not for about a year. He's dealing with a chronic problem of right sciatica. Had some neck stiffness, and he was having a right shoulder problem, and plantar fasciitis. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's a particular joy. Gee, I've had most of these.
You can identify.
I can. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what was your situation when you went to see Dr. Yardley? It sounds like there was a level of frustration with your care or lack of success.
Yeah, so I have dealt with these, all three of the problems, and probably a few others, that for a very long period of time. I, as was mentioned, I'd been to numerous chiropractors over the years, maybe dating back almost 20 years, and have tried to go through massage therapy. I worked with numerous massage therapists trying to solve the problem, and any relief I got was only temporary.
That seems to be the case.
One of the things is, if you're an electrician, you spend a lot of time looking and reaching up.
That's right.
And if you've got a right shoulder that doesn't work, it's not helpful.
So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. What were you struck by when you first got there? Was it what you expected?
So I'm just naturally a skeptical guy. I put it off for a long time. I've listened to him on the radio for a number of years. And finally, when I went, I was really impressed by the information from the initial examination, and when we decided that it would be something that I would benefit from, to the explanation as to what was going to be done and how that would work, I was really impressed by that.
Okay, so you got there, and I guess you probably would have known that it was a very subtle procedure.
No, I didn't know. I didn't have any idea.
So
I had no idea.
So when you went through it, what was it like for you?
Well, he told me in advance that a lot of people say they don't think he did anything.
Right.
And I would almost agree with that. I mean, I could tell that there was some movement, but it was very non-invasive. It was totally different than every other thing I've ever tried.
And so what happened?
Well, even on the drive home, my wife came with me, and I told her on the way home that it just totally felt different just driving home in that first hour. But the next day was, I had experienced almost immediate relief.
Really?
Yeah. Almost immediate relief.
Now, this is an amazing thing, because, you know, when you have a sciatica or plantar fasciitis or shoulder pain, I mean, that's stuff that tends to be there for a long time. And you've been experiencing these for, what, months, years?
No, years. Yeah. And the sciatica was probably the biggest change. The other stuff gradually got better. Not instantly, but not over a long period of time. But the sciatica was almost, I mean, I was to the point where I couldn't rotate. I couldn't spin. I couldn't kneel down. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up. I mean, I was literally thinking I was going to be wheelchair bound. And so that's what prompted me to go forward with it, mm-hmm. was just an act of desperation. So that when that got immediate relief, it was relief.
Dr. Yardley,
and now he's building a house, so he's feeling better.
That is amazing. Now, there's no way we can guarantee that somebody is going to have a just instant relief like that.
Well, one of the things about being a healthcare institute is we're not about coming up a better widget to fix this or a better widget to fix that. If that happens, and it often does, it's in the process. Our process is really to restore control to control systems and empower the body to heal itself.
So, Mike, let's just run down the list. Sciatica today, where are you at?
It's 99% gone.
That's basically gone. Your neck pain?
It's gone. Yeah.
How about that shoulder pain on the right shoulder?
I still deal with a little bit of shoulder issue, but not pain. It's my arm goes to sleep a lot. But I was having trouble with both, and now it's just the right. And now it's only when I lay on it wrong or sleep wrong. Nope. So it's I would give that a 70%.
And plantar fasciitis can be very, very stubborn. Have you had some relief from that?
I've had a lot of relief from it. It isn't totally gone yet. I still get every once in a while. It's mostly when I wake up in the morning and put my feet on the ground right in the very beginning of the day. After that, it's gone.
So let's talk about your quality of life. How would you say that visiting the Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute, what's been the change in your quality of life?
Well, I can move and do things now. Before, like I said, I was at the point where I thought I was going to become wheelchair bound, mm-hmm. and I have grandkids now, so that kind of worried me. I didn't want to end up in a wheelchair. So this has allowed me to do things that I before couldn't do. Like, as was mentioned, I am working on my own house. I've become more active and hiking, and I'm able to do things. So
that's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming in and talking with Dr. Yardley and me today.
Well, you're welcome.
Lee, that is an amazing story.
Yeah.
I'm always astonished when people feel so much relief so rapidly, even though I know better. We've done this for a while. I'm not unfamiliar with this.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just turn to you who are listening and ask, why not find out if Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy? And don't put it off any longer. It's easy to do. You just heard a great example of why that's not a good idea. And find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually $148 value. It's just $38. You'll prepay with your credit card. You can get all the tests done. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley, right, Lee?
That's correct.
Going to do all the tests. Mm-hmm. And why do you do those?
To determine if a person's a candidate for care. We won't accept them unless we're confident that we can help them.
It is a $148 value. It's just $38, but you have to call right now, during the show. 866-704-1047. The number again, 866-704-1047. 1047. By the way, you can also book your appointment at the Yardley Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, a proud patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. at the Yardley Institute. And I'm joined today by a fellow patient. I've met hundreds of fellow patients. I've interviewed probably 50 or 55. But today I'm talking with Chris, who initially went to see Dr. Yardley because of neck pain, but found, like I do, like a lot of Dr. Yardley's patients do, a whole bunch of ancillary great benefits in addition. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, Chris. Chris, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. I want to talk about something in reverse. I know you went in to see the doctor for something very specific. And like me, it sounds like you had some extra benefits after you went through the gentle, non-invasive treatments of Dr. Yardley. So let's start with the surprise stuff, and then we'll talk about why you went in.
Okay, that sounds good. I started to lose weight. That was a surprise.
That's always good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. What was the initial reason that you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
I was in a roller accident about, many years ago and broke my neck, but didn't find out about it for 20 years until my next big accident. And I went into a chiropractor and he asked me, when did I break my neck? And I'm like, I didn't know I had. And that had been 20 years before the previous accident. So I've been living with neck issues for most of my life.
Goodness. And so you go see Dr. Yardley and you get the gentle non-invasive treatments. And I want to talk about the neck pain going away. And then did you get, because for me, my sinuses got better. My sleep got better.
Yep. My sleep got better.
The same thing. So what else improved for you?
Well, my attention. I'm paying better attention to what I'm doing. I've noticed that's increased quite a bit. I've also got more energy. I sleep well through the night, so I have more energy during the day. You know, I don't have heartburn like I used to have it. My breathing, I can breathe better. Like you said, my sinuses are cleared up. I sound totally better. I don't sound congested and all sickly. You know, it's amazing how much better I feel. I feel like 110% better than I did when I first walked in there.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I've learned so much from Dr. Yardley about the brain-body connection and the ability of the body to heal itself. It's extraordinary.
What do you tell people? They'll hear us talking, Chris, and the lean on the fence. A lot of people wait to the last thing, like, oh, I'm facing surgery, before they go see Dr. Yardley. What do you tell people who lean on the fence that way?
Well, I would tell them to don't lean on the fence. Just go do it, because, you know, it's 100. I feel 110% better, and so can they. I waited a long time before. I don't want to go through surgery. I don't want to do any of that. And I've been pushing it off for years, and dealing with my stiff necks and my headaches and just being worn down, tired for years. And this last year that I've been going to see him, I have improved so much. I'm just amazed. I wished I'd have known about it before. In fact, I found out about it on your show.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. That's so cool to hear. Dr. Yardley, you're on the call. What do you remember about Chris's case when she came in to see at the Yardley Institute?
Well, a couple of things. Chris, like a lot of our patients, doesn't live close to where we're at. She travels up from Tumwater for her care. The issues that she had would extend from her skull down to her mid-back area. And this is something we see a lot, because the head is balanced on the neck, but there's this big, large muscle, the trapezius, that comes out across the shoulders. And so it can make shoulder discomfort. And so it didn't surprise me with Crystal that she could get relief by getting massage and taking hot showers. And she'd even use ice to get some degree of relief with it. It really was a problem that her head wasn't straight on her neck. And that was no reflection on Crystal, because most of us, before we get things straightened out, that's our problem.
Yeah.
But she's a very well-balanced lady these days.
Yeah, she is. Chris, as we wrap up here, what do you think has been, I mean, you talked about being more alert and the sinuses clearing up. I've had the same thing happen with my gentle non-invasive care from Dr. Yardley, the sinuses and other things. But how's that affected your daily life? Are there things you do now that you weren't able to do?
I wasn't able to take walks any longer, any more than a block or two. Now I can go for a mile or better. You know, I have the stamina, and I have the energy to do it. I have the want to do it. Before, it was just, dread to walk very far or go do any sports or anything. And I'm playing with my grandkids today, where I wouldn't have been a year ago. You know, I'm getting down on the floor. I'm doing things with them. And they're young grandkids. They're not old, so they're little. But I'm getting to enjoy those things. And I didn't get to do it a year ago. It was just too hard to make it through even just the day. I was depressed. I weighed more than I do now. I'm actually losing weight. That's one of the biggest ones, is losing weight. I feel better. I've got more energy. And I would recommend it to anybody. In fact, I do.
Good. Well, I do. I do too, and I appreciate you learning about it on my radio show and being on Dr. Yardley's radio show with me, and go with God's good grace. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
You know, I hear it all the time. I really do, from fellow patients of Dr. Lee Yardley. Go in for a primary need. Neck is hurting, fibromyalgia, sciatica. In my case, it was really bad joint pain. And then they discover these ancillary benefits. The sleep is better. That happened with me. The sinus is clear up. That happened with me. There are things I didn't even know I had, like sciatica, that went away. That's about the brain-body connection. Dr. Yardley will teach you about that. Now, if you call right now during the show, call 866-704-1047. You can set up a time to meet with Dr. Yardley, get the gentle, non-invasive tests that he uses to see how he can help you. If you call during the show right now, it's only a $38 prepayment. That's an incredible offer, because normally it costs you $148. Remember, if you call during the show, you will meet with Dr. Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. And on that first visit, they'll go through the gentle, non-invasive test to see where your body needs the most help. And Dr. Yardley will restore your body's ability to heal itself and work with you through the process. Call during the show. It's 866-704-1047. Right now, it's only a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And again, that's an amazing savings. It's normally $148. It's 866-704-1047.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sure. So the pain in your hand and back and shoulder was so bad you traveled all the way from Texas to see Dr. Yardley?
It's worth the plane trip. See somebody who could make a difference. It's like a whole new life.
I'm also a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley's. I had this experience being amazed at how gentle and non-invasive the treatment was. And what a great teacher Dr. Yardley was, talking about the brain-body connection. For me, the healing improvement was so quick. Did you share any of those commonalities?
I so did. It was amazing to me. I spent hours a day at a computer screen, and it just has made worlds of difference. I can work without the pain in my arm, without the pain in my hand, and without the pain going across my back and shoulders that was just excruciating. I was on heavy pain meds, and it still wasn't taking care of the pain. Being able to walk out and be totally changed and feel so much better. It's like a whole new life.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA style fighter. He was a big time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them, 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.